community. We're aiming for a kind of education that actually allows them to transform themselves, that to think about themselves in different ways and experience the world in different ways. So in that, in the growth in new, in great students, and in our connection to industry and the public sphere,
the world.
I think it's a great, great period for arts.
Okay, that's wonderful. This is a fabulous high point to conclude, but also to continue in ways which are very important, certainly outside of a radio studio, this development and expansion of the arts. So it gives me really great pleasure to thank Gage Averill, the Dean of Arts, and Janet Giltrow, Senior Associate Dean, for joining us this afternoon on UBC Arts on Air. And I hope listeners will stay tuned for future shows. Forthcoming is the President of UBC, Stephen Toop. Thank you again, great. Gage and Janet.
Good on you. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Well, I'm happy to be here. It is 6:34. My name is Anita B, and this is my show here. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And Val is here, the lovely Valerina Ballerina. Her show's on after mine. That's my nickname for her. Anyways, her show is Folk Oasis from 8 until 10, and she's actually back after a two-week hiatus. And cool. So that's exciting. All right. Let's discover what we just listened to. That was Chains of Love. They are a local band with a newish album out. It's called Strange Gray Days, and that's the record that we heard that song off of. We heard He's Leaving With Me, and it's beautiful, really pretty stuff. But with, you know, that sort of nostalgic kind of twang to it, if you will. I don't know. So yes, Chains of Love. And they do consist of, I believe, two girls and, hold on. Yeah, two girls and the rest are boys. And on this CD here, there's six of them. All right. Now, Felix Fung is a guitar player producer, and he did this record himself at Little Red Sounds. Now, I haven't been as much up on the local scene as I was, I don't know, like 10, 12 years ago. I'm old. And you're thinking, why do you have a show? I don't give it anyways. But if I'm not mistaken, that name, Alex Fung, is seeming to ring a bell in terms of, I think I play some other stuff that he has produced, I think. I'm going to have to look that up. Anywho, let's move on with some more Canadian music. And, where are we at before we even do? Today is February 27th. So our month of, rain is coming to a close. So Friday is already March 1st. So if you have to pay your rent or whatever you need to do on March 1st, know that. Because I always, the beginning of whatever month always comes with such a surprise to me. Especially this is a short month, people. So there you go. I'm just really looking forward to March. I'm done with the winter. Like, I'm just like, oh God, I don't know what the deal is. If it's, well, I do know I have to suffer from seasonal affective disorder. There's no doubt about it. And, Vancouver, if you are one of the types that I am, is not really sort of the best place on earth to be. I moved to Vancouver actually on January 3rd, 1997. Look at that. I can tell you everything. And I remember it was like end of March, as a matter of fact. And it rained for months straight. And I was just so blue. I remember being like, what? Is this? This is how it always is? But whatever. I guess you gotta do what you gotta do. And this is why music, my friend, is the best remedy. Mm-hmm. How cheesy is that? Okay, what should we listen to next? Let's hear some Hot Panda. Now, Hot Panda is a band on Mint Records, so the local label. Whoa, look at the guy in the front. You need to check him out. Go Outside is the name of this new album. And it features a guy flying off a diving board, and he's buck naked, and you can see him from the side, and he's got his little jingly bits. Ew. I don't think I like the cover. Okay. Anyways, let me tell you about Hot Panda. It's too much information. Members are Chris Connolly, Megan Campbell, Heath Parsons, and Catherine Hiltz. There you go. It's a co-ed band. And, this was recorded at JCDC. How cool is that? By Dave Carswell and John Collins. There you go. Coolio. And, let's see what we're going to hear. How about we hear, I don't know. How about Winter? No, they have a song called Winter Song. How about Holidays? Yeah, I guess Holidays. Spring break is coming up, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Song 6. Let's all listen to the song Holidays. I'm just so blue right now. Song 6. It's okay, though. Hot Panda should cheer me up, I'm sure. All right. Anywho, the station is CITR, of course. 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
If I was strong enough, and I would doubt what you believe, but it's not a lonely hour when you're lecturing at me. Selfishly. I'm not enough inside. You know I like to go to sleep eventually.
Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
football stadiums, drinking beers, jets going by. Someone tied the flag wrong with its knot. Someone tied the flag wrong, they'll get caught. Someone tied the flag wrong, now it's falling down from the sky. I want to
Make It Rain, player.
Cash. Bling. Dollar bill. Green. C notes. Benjamins. Checks. Money orders. Credit card. Monthly direct deposit. Give us your money online at CITR.ca. That way you don't even have to put pants on. Your pledge supports the station for an entire year. Help CITR reach its fundraising goal of $30,000. To donate, please call 604-UBC-UNIT or visit CITR.ca.
Summertime, it got me high.
can't get enough Lady Hawk. I just can't. They are just, I love them. I just, when I hear their music, I feel all is right in the universe. So there you go. That was Lady Hawk, of course, with the song Footprints from their new album, It Is No Can Do. And I'm going to play us another song from this because I really cannot get enough Lady Hawk. Yes. All right. Now, these guys, they've been around since 04. They're local, but they're originally from Kelowna. And their first record was released, that self-titled one, back in 06 on Jag Jaguar. This album here, let's see, No Can Do, is it's put out on Triple Crown Audio Recordings of Canada. So I don't know if it's, I'll be honest, as much as I love them, I don't know that much in terms of if that's their own label. I should find out, shouldn't I? What can I tell you about them? They consist of, I'll tell you who they are, Duffy Driediger, Darcy Hancock, Sean, their names are not easy to say, Sean Harluck, sounds like a good Ukrainian name, and Ryan Peters. All right, and let's see, they do have some side projects. There is a band called The Baptists. That I can tell you about. Okay, anyways, that was awesome. And there you go. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. This is where Canadian music is played. And I'm just happy to be here. I do this show every second week, so I'm here from 6:30 until 8. Now, this is exciting. Let me tell you about something. I'm looking at the poster right now. It's, well, we have a fund drive coming up, first of all. That's starting tomorrow, which is where we're going to ask you to give us money because we need it at the station. But anyways, there is a compilation being put out. It's called the Pop Alliance Volume 3 compilation. And the bands on that are going to be playing at a show a week from Friday. That would be Friday, March the 8th. And the bands are Peace, Gal Grayson, Movie Land, Sleuth, Babysitter, and Bank Robber. Oh, plus more. So it's at Chapel Arts. Now, if you've never been to Chapel Arts, you need to go. I love Chapel Arts. That was where the CITR, what was it, anniversary show was. And I think that was in like, was it December? Or end of November, I think. Yeah. And it's kind of on the downtown east side, I guess. And it's actually an old funeral parlor. It's really bizarre, but it's got a really cool vibe. But that's what I was told. So there you go. So go check that show out a week from this Friday at Chapel Arts. And there you go. Now let's continue on with some more Lady Hawk because I just can't get enough of Lady Hawk. Let's see. What do I got here? Where's the CD? All right. So from their latest album, No Can Do, I think we're going to hear, I love the song No Can Do, the title track. I also love the song You Read My Mind. I don't know. Let's take a look here. Why don't we just, I should randomly flip it. Oh, song 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, we'll go to song 7, which is You Read My Mind. Because it's awesome. All right. Anyways, enough of me talking. If you want to give me a call, and if you're not crazy, that would be nice. 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-CITR. And I say that because, and I used to always give the number out, but then I just got people who were either rude or nuts or both. And it just was like, don't call. I don't want people calling. So I'm putting myself out on a limb here. And if you want, and if I have something that's Canadian that you want me to play, and if it's not, I don't know, Jan Arden or whatever, I'll play for you. All right. Anyways, let's listen to some Lady Hawk. And I'm going to stop talking. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Oh, this is not the song I wanted. Let's see if I can try that again. This is typical. Let me try that again, folks. That's right. Yeah, a little softer, ever metal, ever since I was little. We'll be right back.
Rich class, settle down. My name is Chris Connolly from the band Hot Panda, also known as your professor. Let's get one thing straight. If there's some of you that think this class is going to be a walk of the cake or a flop about in the park, you are sadly mistaken. Half of you will drop out. And the other half of you will wish that you were dead. If I could offer any advice to those of you still hell-bent on attempting to pass my class, it would simply be to keep your radio tuned to CITR 101.9 when you're in Vancouver.
All right, folks, right, that there was a song from local band Woolworm, and they are on a compilation called Safe Amp. It's a Safe Amp compilation, and there you go. Now, the song is called Alamir Feeling. There you go. Anyways, my name is Anita B. This is Sam Squanch's Hideaway here on CITR 101.9 FM. And I just got a phone call from Kyle, who has tipped me off to this band, Slow Learners. I'm a slow learner. That's I'm always like behind the eight ball. But that's okay. It's okay to be not the first person to hear about things. That's the way I lead my life, and I'm okay with it. But anyways, so this band, Slow Learners, apparently has, according to Kyle, and I've just looked it up. It's the bass player from Lady Hawk. And let's see what else. It's also the lead singer. His name is John, and I think there is a trio. Yes, so there's three of them. Okay, and I think there are three piece. Anyways, so he tipped me off to these guys. They have a song here that I found online. Let's see if it works. And the song I'm looking at is called. Hold on. Why is my computer acting so stupid? Okay, Grocery Store. So I'm going to hit play. And I don't know if it's going to work. I tried queuing this up and it didn't seem like it was. But maybe that's just because I don't have the Fonz Rally Touch. So let's try it now. Ha ha. I'm going to hit play, folks, and it might not work. So this is only college radio, so nobody really cares. And I don't get paid. So here we go. Is this Slow Learners? Are we hearing some Slow Learners? I'm a slow learner. I don't hear anything. Okay. Why is that not working? Ooh. Do I hear anything? I hear nothing. I am going to not play that. It's claims that it's like streaming live on the internet, but it's not. Okay, that's that. But I'll see if I can find something else for you, Kyle. Thank you, first of all, for calling, and thank you for not being crazy. That's nice. Always a bonus. I have had one person calling me, and they're probably listening right now, who has a tendency to like calling me, and this individual is, crazy. So much so that I don't want to ever answer the phone at the station anymore. That I'm like, oh God. So, but Kyle, you were a lovely caller. So thank you so much, and call back with any request. And I'll see if I can get the Slow Learners going. Okay. And they sound awesome. I'm reading right now something about them on Exclaim. So exclaim.ca. It's a very good website for music. Exclaim goes way back. Okay, enough of that, though. Let's move on. Let's hear something from the band Gang Signs. These guys are local, and I just recently saw them, actually at Chapel Arts. So kind of recently, a couple months back. And they have an album out. It's called Signs. And we're going to hear song number 3, and that is called Prequel. There you go. So here you go. This is my Canadian music show. It's called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. I'm Anita B., and the station is CITR 101.9 FM. This is Gang Signs. Thank you.
sea salt, malt vinegar, newspaper wrapping, red sauce, tartar sauce, brown sauce.
Cool Britannia, Britannia, you are cool. Take a trip, Britons ever, ever, ever shall be hip, 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 hip.
Chips with everything. CITR 101.9 FM's Great British Music Show. It's hot, hot, hot.
You didn't say when it was, man.
Oh, yeah, right. alternating Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. The very best of the very, very Britishest. Oh, dear.
All right, this is the second time I'm having problems getting stuff going. I don't know what's going on. There's like a disconnect between my computer and my board here. Anyways, I was going to play some Eric's Trip. So, okay, let's not play that then. Okay, let's try this again. Now, I might have this band here, finally, Slow Learners, coming up with Grocery Store. Now, this should hopefully play. Please play. I'm going to keep talking until it plays. Are you playing? Here we go. Why is that not working? Well, that's not good now, is it? Okay. Anyways, this is CITR, the station, and I have music playing on the computer that's just not coming through to the board, so I don't know what's going on. That's okay, though. We're good. We're good. Maybe if I hit this button, what will happen? Will that do it? Nope. That doesn't work. Okay, anyways, I have lots of stuff to choose from, so let's just move on. And let's see if we can hear something from Mode Moderne. These guys are good. These guys are local, and they have an album out that's relatively new. It's called Strange Bruises. So we're going to hear from that. Maybe we'll hear from some Eric's Trip later, and then maybe we'll hear from some Slow Learners as well. But until then, let's see what we have here. So Mode Moderne, we're going to hear the song that is called, how about, I don't know. Look at that error. Lovely. Oh, this is just so typical. Okay, anyways, let me keep talking. So Mode Moderne, first of all, let me tell you, is a band that's out of Vancouver. They're local. Ah, Felix Fung. That's where Felix Fung is from. Remember how I mentioned him earlier and he was in that band and I said, they sound so familiar. So Felix Fung was in a band I played earlier, and let me tell you who they were. They were over here. They were, was it Hot Panda? No, he was in Chains of Love. That's right. So Chains of Love is the band that we have a degree of separation between. Mode Moderne. That is correct. So Felix Fung is the guitar player from Mode Moderne. He's also in Chains of Love. Aha, I just made that connection. All right, anyways, let's hear the first song from this album. It's the title track from Strange Bruises. And I promise things will hopefully go a little bit better. I think we'll get some music going here. This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you. Don't miss the White Lung and New Sensei Tour kickoff party, Saturday, March 2nd at the Interurban Gallery, with special guests Peace and the High Drops. Advance tickets available at Neptune, Red Cat, Zoo Shop, and Zulu Records, or online at northerntickets.com. Sponsored by 101.9 FM, CITR.
Well, what would I do without Robin? Robin came in. Robin is awesome. He's like the head honcho guy here. And as I was complaining about it, I'm like, my songs aren't going from the computer to the board out to the you guys. And he's like, oh, yeah, you have to press that channel. So we've split the computers up. Now whatever, it's a long story. But it's well labeled here at the station, and I've had lessons, I think, on all this stuff. And so, you know, I am a slow learner. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm a slow learner, and that's okay. It's in the theme of what the show is all about, because we just heard some slow learners, didn't we? So anyways, my name is Anita B. This is CITR. And the band we just heard was White Lung. They're local. And they are, let me tell you who they are. White Lung are Mishway, Grady McIntosh, Kenneth William, and Anne-Marie Vassalou. Now, Anne-Marie is the drummer, and she sort of she was familiar to me because back in the day, she used to be in a band called, what's wrong with me? I had it all there in my head. Her and, it was a girl band. I can't even, anyways, it's okay. It'll come to me. Anyways, so White Lung, she was the drummer in the, I'm blanking. Anyways, the name of that song that we heard from White Lung was called Take the Mirror. There you go. Take the Mirror. Anyways, now going back to being a slow learner, that was prior to that. So we heard Slow Learners with the song Grocery Store. Now, that song you can find on a 7-inch. It's like it's a 2-song 7-inch. And there you go. And then before that, we went way back to, I want to say 96 with Purple Blue, which is Eric's trip. And I actually own that CD and I seem to have lost it. It seems to have gone missing. And a long time ago, I think Amy, my friend Amy out in Halifax, well, in Nova Scotia has it. She's a massive Eric's trip fan too. And that was my all-time favorite album, Purple Blue. We heard the song 16 Hours. Man, that brings back some memories, doesn't it? All right. Oh, yeah. So Kyle. Kyle was the one who turned me on to Slow Learner. So that one goes out to you, Kyle. Thank you very much for calling. Awesome. All right. So we have another 28 or so minutes until Val comes on with her show, which is called Folk Oasis. She's here from 8 until 10. And then hold on to your seats, folks, because from 10 to 11, you have Caroline M. And she hosts Sexy in Van City. Yes, she does. So it gets a little hot in here. Whew. All right. So anyways, let's move on. What do I have next? Oh, I got a little Winter Sleep. So Winter Sleep is a band out of Halifax, and they consist of four guys. And yeah. All right. So what do we have here? The name of the album is called Hello Hum. And I have queued up. Let's just see what I have here. I've got the song. Okay. Hold on a second here. You'd think I'd get all this figured out ahead of time. I've got the song called Permanent... Resuscitate. That's the song. It's called Resuscitate. From the album Hello Hum on CITR 101.9 FM, this here is Winter Sleep.
You shot me dead. born Wesley Williams, Maestro Fresh West is a Canadian rapper born in Toronto on March 31, 1968. Known to some as the godfather of Canadian hip-hop, Maestro owns both the best-selling Canadian hip-hop single and album of all time, each of which were the first to be certified gold, with his track Let Your Backbone Slide and debut album Symphony in Effect.
Let's take a closer listen to Maestro Fresh West's hit single Let Your Backbone Slide.
This jam is amplified, so just glide, glide, let your backbone slide, slide.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Alrighty, there you are, folks. That was The Oz. And Val is here, as I mentioned, and she's telling me all about her lovely, wonderful trip down to San Diego. And, of course, I'm jealous. And, I mean, I have two kids, and that's great. And I love my kids. One is 7 and a half, just 7 and a half, and the other one is almost 5. And they're great. But, you know, they're a handful. And I can't go places like, you know, San Diego, like Val can. Just like, oh, I'm going to go to San Diego. I'm like, oh. So I like to live vicariously through her. So she was just raving about Trader Joe's in the States, which a lot of people have been raving about that place. So I know that there's one in Bellingham, and I've seen it. I've never been there, though. But apparently she was telling me there's a place called Pirate Joe's in Kitts, Which, how funny is that? It's basically a place that takes like Trader Joe's stuff from the States and then they sell it with at a markup here in Vancouver. How funny and bizarre is that? So apparently it's like a legit, well, it's not legit, but I guess it would be legit. It's at an actual storefront apparently in Kit someplace. So that was interesting. Yeah. And then she was saying that there's something you have to Google called a cookie spread from Trader Joe's. And I'm like, oh, maybe I shouldn't Google it. I don't want to know about this yummy a cookie spread. I'm like, what? All right. So anyways, enough about my conversation. This here is CITR. Yes, it is. And we just heard something from the band. Have I been playing all local bands? It seems like I have. We heard something from the band The Oz. Now, these guys, again, like I said, they're from Vancouver. And they are some girls. Who are they? Let's see. They are, okay, Davina on guitar. So Davina Shell, let's see, Sarah Lowenbott, Ridley, oh my goodness, the font on this, Ridley, Veronica Bishop, Marissa Holmes, and that's about it. Oh yeah. But anyways, the sort of quality of the CD is kind of hard to read the names of the band members. Anyways, that was The Oz, and we heard the song Alice. Did I tell you the name of their album was called Future Without Her? That's what it's called. Future Without Her. Gotta type that in. All right. Future Without Her. Okay. Before that, we heard something from the band SK Robot with the song Land Equals Sea. Now, SK Robot. Now, this is an interesting band. They, boy, oh boy, have been around forever. They consist of Michael Bo, Joe Cassidy, Kevin Ellis, Tony Colwyn, and Dennis Pio or Pio. And I remember these guys in other formations of bands. I think they've been around kind of since seriously like the late 90s. Yeah, seriously. Team Strike Force. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Kevin was in that band. He was the bass player, I think. That's crazy. Anyways, and then before that, we heard something from the Halifax band Winter Sleep with the song Resuscitate from their album, which is newish. It's called Hello Hum. Did I tell you about White Lung? Yeah, I did. We heard that before that. So I'm here for another 9 or so minutes. And I suppose I should tell you now that would be it for me. I guess I'll be back in 2 more weeks. Now, I'm looking at my calendar. It's good to know dates. I'm not good with dates. The kids, like, because I'm a teacher, they're like, Ms. Binder, what's the date? I'm like, I don't know. I don't care. I was like, I don't know. So you don't have to put it on my tests. I don't care. Just put your name on it. We're good. All right. So today is the 27th, February 27th. And that means I'll be back on, ooh, look at that, March the 13th. And then I'm going to be away. Let me tell you, I will be away. Okay. So March the 13th, I'll be here. And then I'm going to be away in Florida. Yes, I will. And I leave, so I won't be here for that show. Okay, I'll have to get a fill-in. Okay, but that's that. All right, so let's move on and let's hear some more music. Now, here's a band I've been hearing a lot of on CBC. CBC, every time I hear Grant Lawrence speak, he talks about the matinee. So he's got it sort of ingrained in my head that I need to play the matinee. I don't know. It's just like subconsciously driven into my brain. So the matinee, this is a band who, well, they're local, another band out of Vancouver. This is while I'm playing here, right? And, their album is called We Swore We'd See the Sunrise. That's what we're going to listen to. So we're going to hear the song. Let's see. Song number 6, it is called Long Way Home. All right, folks. And this show here, in case you're curious, it is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And, I'm Anita B. I'm your host. And the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Bye.
That's a lie. I say there's hundreds more. You can see them buried off the shore. At the tip of Erie's lip, there is a little park. We used to love to swim in it when the sun went dark. When the sun went down, the water is shallow and mean, and now the zebras keep it clean. Many ships were claimed, even Olympic swimmers.
Point, point. I sure hope somebody comes in after me.